Welcome to another episode of How to Sell Your Coaching with your host, the Coach's Coach, Wayne Sutton. We invite you to listen, enjoy, and implement these proven methods in your business today.
Rapport is not just getting someone to like you or to seem similar. That is an overstated myth, and I want to bring the solution to you this morning. So a number of years ago, I'm working with a firm, and we're trying to get this company to come on board and hire us as their consultant. And I'm working with them. It's phone call after phone call. And I'm using everything that I was taught. Now understand, I was taught this about 20 years ago, everything that we were taught when it comes to rapport building. That means, and some of this is still important, but understand this can be an add-on. This is not the formula. That stuff never works the way I'm fixing to teach you works. So what we did was we really thought, well, rapport building is talking at the same pace. So I taught in a similar pace. Now, I consider great Southern accent. They had a very strong accent from Massachusetts. So we're talking about that, and I'm trying to joke about it because I got a friend that's from, I think it's Peabody, Mass. And so we're talking about that, and I'm trying to build rapport. I'm trying to get laughter, get a little bit of laughter. I'm trying to talk at their same pace. And of course, when we meet face to face, we do a video chat or whatever, I'm trying to mimic and mirror their body language, all of the stuff that's taught and how to build this rapport. And the reason that's taught is if you can come into perfect alignment, then they think, wow, unconsciously, wow, that person's like me. And that's what's taught as rapport. The problem is, it was phone call after phone call, Zoom meeting. There was so many conversations trying to get this person to come on board, and I finally realized, finally hit me, it's not being similar to them, because they have friends that are similar to them. They have peers that are similar to them, but they're not going to their friends or peers for help. Well, true rapport is finding what they need and being able to meet it while still being one that they feel comfortable with. That we can take great emotions and truly anchor those emotions to us, to our message, and truly meet the need of what they're looking for. That makes sense? I picked this up from one of my mentors, and he said, true rapport is meeting the need of you being the one that can meet the need of what they have. So I went back to this person, and now I've built some, I would say surface level rapport, but now I went back and I started asking deeper questions, started finding out really what they're looking for, their unmet needs. Now, one thing I know from temperament therapy is that we move through life looking to fill these unmet needs. So I knew there was unmet needs in this person's business, but I realized as much as I was meeting them, I was not bringing them on board. So I started looking for their unmet needs in their personal life. And what I mean by that is, if your business were to go to this level that you told me about, what would that mean for your personal life? What would that mean? How would you feel? And I started talking about their emotions. And then I built a rapport by showing them how they could have every one of their unmet, most of them unconscious. I want you to grab a hold of this. Most of their needs would be met by coming on and saying, Wayne, I want to hire you. And when I did that, it was like a light bulb went off. It was like an internal yes for them. And they said, can we break the coaching into two payments? We came up with an agreement that worked. And I said, if you can come on board today. And they gave me their Discover card and they came on board. And we have built a great, great friendship and business relationship since. So the key was, understanding rapport is not just matching their body style, not just dressing the way they dress or talking the way they talk. All of that surface level and can be important. But true rapport is recognizing there's unmet needs that you can solve. And they need to know this. It needs to be their idea. Wow, this is they're hitting an unmet need here and I can solve it. Think about people that fall in love with one another. If somebody falls in love, it's because there's an unmet need. There's something they desire, something they want. And when you can show them, not just tell them, but you show them, and you show them through your actions, you show them through your words, but you show them and they begin to see. You don't go up to a stranger and go, hey, listen, I can give you this, this, and this, and this in life. I don't think it would work, but if they begin to see you as that person, then all of a sudden they fall in love with you. Make sense? It's the same way. How can we meet the unmet needs of those we want to solve? Unmet needs of those people that have problems we want to solve. You can help them meet their unmet needs. You built true rapport, and then doing business with you only makes sense. Are you with me? So if you're a coach, consultant, expert, course creator, and you want to bring in consistent income, high ticket income, then jump over to doneforyoucoaching.com and howtosellyourcoaching.com. That's doneforyoucoaching.com and howtosellyourcoaching.com. This is Wayne Sutton. Go out there, change lives, and get wealthy doing it. God bless.
Thanks again for listening, and be sure to pick up your free resources to help build your coaching or consulting practice at howtosellyourcoaching.com.